poem called Supply Equals Demand. And it's a poem, I guess, with three voices. The poem begins and then there's her voice and his voice. It's very easy in print because I italicized his voice, but I'll try to just pause a little bit and I think we can make sense of it. Supply equals demand. 3:45 on a Sunday, as the snow began to fall, she entered the room and whispered, "I wish for once and for all, you tell me how much you love me and how long that love will last. For doubt has crept into my heart and passion's fading fast. My love is a little machine that's always set to go. It runs off a battery of kisses, but the battery is getting low. My love is a little machine, but it's running cold today. Join me in bed and let me stroke all your doubts away. Oh, not so fast, my darling. I'm not easily assuaged. When I saw your wandering eye, it drove me to such rage that I chewed 7 boxes of pencils and painted my toenails black, then mixed a toxic cocktail and prepared to bivouac. Outside the gates of melancholy, in the country of despair, in the house whose name is grief, and end my suffering there. My wandering eye offends, then I'll pluck it out in haste, but I swear to you, my darling, your suspicions are misplaced. A steadier heart has no man who ever loved or wrote, and if I seem distracted and at times appear remote, it's the law of love and business. It says Adam Smith demands, I've restricted the supply in the face of low demand." Thank you very much.